Oh, let's invite Moneypenny.
Oh, yeah, let's have Moneypenny. She's always good value.
Although...
What?
There's a chance she'll bring that bloke.
Oh, God, yeah, I think I know the one you mean.
The tall one. What's his name? John.
James.
James, yeah. What a penis.
Well, you remember last time, it was only a barbecue and he turned up in his tuxedo.
I know, stood around making smug remarks. I don't know what Moneypenny sees in him.
Well, you remember that drink stew I had just before Christmas? Moneypenny brings John.
James.
James along. Oh, God, but I thought Christmas spirit.
Absolutely.
So I said, hi, James, we've got mulled wine, or I think there's some beer in the fridge.
Yeah.
Cock-ass for a martini.
A martini?
A martini, yeah.
Oh, come on.
So I said, I'm sorry, James, I don't think I've got any martini. I mean, why would I have any martini? What does he think it is, 1973?
I mean, where does that guy get off? He keeps leaving these around.
I think he gets them free at work.
It's Moneypenny I feel sorry for. Do you see, when I was going around with the body?
What?
Well, I said to Moneypenny, can you manage another finger in there? Meaning?
Finger of vodka in her glass of drink.
Exactly.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah. And then James starts rolling his eyes like he's having some kind of stroke and says, oh, you can always get another finger inside Moneypenny.
He said what?
I just literally did not know where to look.
Finger inside Moneypenny.
I know. And I don't think Moneypenny was even at all turned on.
Well, she was probably still recovering from the Darren incident.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, didn't you hear? Well, Darren turned up. And anyway, starts getting a bit lippy about James's cigarette case.
What did he say?
Oh, said it was gay.
Well, it is gay.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Anyway, everyone's laughing, thinking bit cheeky, but you know. And then suddenly, James picks him up and throws him through a window.
Bloody hell! Is that why Darren can't walk now?
Yeah! Poor guy landed on a railing spike and it went straight through his spine. Everyone's in shock, apart from James, who strolls over to the window, glances down and says, what a piercing bore.
Piercing bore? There's no such expression.
I know, well, the railing was right next to a crusher. It's pretty clear he'd wanted to say crushing bore, but he'd missed and he was making the best of a bad job.